companies extends deadline for filing of companies' annual returns to September 30th due to recent strike by public sector workers. Also in this bulletin, government reaffirms there will be no new taxes in media budget review, which will be presented to Parliament tomorrow. Also in this bulletin as well, National Petroleum Authority declares readiness to give LPG marketers ample time to join cylinder recirculation model. We have these and more for you. Please stay. As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojo Baka. We can now take a look at our stories. Registrar of Companies has extended the date for companies to file their annual returns to September 30th. This was captured in a statement issued by the Registrar of Companies today. George Yafe has more.
This might be the second time that the Office of the Registrar of Companies is announcing an extension for businesses and other entities to renew their business names and partnerships. According to the Office of Registrar of Companies, this has become necessary due to the surge in business registrations online, which was interrupted by a recent strike by public sector workers. The office is, however, promising to improve the process to fast-track renewals. In terms of update, only 6,760 out of the over 530,000 firms that have been able to renew their business names. These firms are drawn from companies limited by guarantee, that is, schools, associations, churches, foundations, and charity organizations. The rest are fan clubs and non-governmental organizations.
George Yafe filed that report. Now, Deputy Minister for Finance Alex Apembe has stated that government is committed to remain fiscally responsible without introducing new taxes in the upcoming media budget review. According to him, the concentration of government is to expand the tax net by using digital channels and modern tools rather than bringing in new taxes. Mr. Apembe has been speaking at the launch of the Ghana Economic Update organized by the World Bank.
Who make up about 80% of those contributing 80% of our revenue. And by mid-year 2025, you will have all companies on the e-VAT, and also the data for GR will be fully cleansed. I'm happy to also say that the mid-year budget is not bringing any new taxes. And I'm sure this, at the current environment we are in, is about supporting businesses. And I'm sure Nana is very happy. We don't need taxes in the media. And I also listened to my colleagues from the World Bank on election year in the office. Again, I'm happy to tell you that for the first time in our history, there will be no supplementary budget tomorrow. Government is committed to staying within course. In fact, our expenditure without correcting anything is likely to be revised downwards.
Deputy Minister of Finance Alex Apembe speaking there. Away from that, the ECOWAS Regional Electricity Regulatory Authority, RERA, is advocating the implementation of a harmonized electricity tariff within the sub-region to enhance sustainable energy supply for member countries. Dr. Ishmalaka, the Executive Director of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, explained that RERA's primary objective is to address supply shortages across the region. He made the remarks on the sidelines of the 23rd meeting of RERA's Consultative Committee of Regulators and Operators here in Accra.
There's no over-regulation. What regulators should not do will be to micromanage. And I think that is what RERA wants to do. RERA is not overtaking or not going to replace individual country regulators. They are trying to harmonize the regulations within individual countries so that if you have excess power in country A, you can be able to export to country B, and we know that prices are uniform and it can help us to address some of the areas where there's some shortage somewhere and there's abundance somewhere, so we can share and develop the sub-region.
You heard Dr. Ishmael Laka, the Executive Secretary of the PURC. Now, the Chief Executive for the National Petroleum Authority, Dr. Mustafa Abdul Hamid, has disputed claims that government is not paying attention to issues raised by stakeholders in the value chain with the implementation of the cylinder recirculation module. According to him, the authority is ready to give LPG dealers ample time to migrate onto the new system of distributing gas, which has been adopted by many countries. Dr. Hamid emphasized that dealers can be given more years to be able to recoup their investments in their filling station concept. He spoke to journalists at the Ghana Downstream Awards and Gala Night here in Accra.
Change is inevitable. The whole world is going CRM. I'm not sure that Ghana can afford to say that we want to be the only country in the world that continues to live in the past. Like somebody said, we didn't leave the Stone Age because there were shortage of stones. So in the same vein, CRM has come, it will come. We are very supportive of them. A lot of them, they have facilities that are very, maybe 2 years, 3 years old and so on. We've been kind enough to grant them up to 5 years to operate and recoup their interest or their profits before we completely roll over into CRM. So the government is not insensitive to their businesses at all. There is no animosity as far as I'm concerned. If they want to take even 10 years, they can do it. But whether 20 years or 30 years, there will be a time when there will be no filling stations. I mean, really and truly.
Chief Executive of the National Petroleum Authority, Dr. Mustafa Abdul Hamid, speaking there. Now, the president of the African Export-Import Bank, Afreximbank Bank, Professor Benedict Orama, has stressed the need for a collaborative approach for Africa to establish its credit rating agency. According to him, the establishment of a rating agency on the continent is long overdue. Speaking at a media engagement on the Alliance of African Multilateral Financial Institutions, he said an African credit rating agency is an important step towards intracontinental integration that would enable African governments to access capital and integrate the continent with global financial markets.
We decided that it is institutions like ours that can force the world to recognize an African rating agency. It's not going to be a wish. When we go to Japan to issue debt instruments, even if we have the biggest rating of any rating agency in the world, they tell you, go to JCR to be rated. It's the rating of JCR that they use to price your debt. So because of that, we carry the JCR rating. If you go to China, they tell you to go and get rated. They have a rating agency there. But even amongst us, when we want to issue papers in Africa, we go to be rated by Fitch, Moody's, or whoever before we come and issue the paper on the continent. So we are the ones doing ourselves in as far as we are concerned. So we decided that maybe we probably can, the charity begins at home.
Professor Benedict Orama is the president of the Africa Export-Import Bank. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Financial analyst Dr. Wisdom Dugbe has urged financial institutions to consider investing in robust and resilient infrastructure, including backup systems, to mitigate global technology outages. His advice follows the global vendor technology issue that impacted several airlines and businesses around the world last week. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Dugbe entreated firms to take keen interest in safeguarding their cyberspace.
It is the banks that are fully automated that will see a bigger impact. So it makes sense if the local banks that are not fully automated are not reporting significant operational challenges. But this is certainly a wake-up call. And I think to be better prepared and also mitigate the impact of said global technology outages, the banks should consider investing heavily in robust and also resilient technology infrastructure, including backup systems.
Now, as part of its 25th anniversary commitment to assist the country and communities of operation, food beverage manufacturing firm Promasidor Ghana has supported the National Cardiothoracic Center with 489,900 cedis to fund 10 patients needing life-saving surgery. The company has also donated essential and medical equipment to the Kaneshi Polyclinic in Accra. The presentation is also in line with the Sustainable Development Goal 3, which preaches for good health and well-being. Managing Director for Promasidor Ghana, Festus Tete, said the gesture is to support the country in dealing with critical health needs.
Because Ghanaians support us on a daily basis, and you see us through all the meal occasions in Ghanaian homes today, from breakfast through to dinner, and in showing appreciation to our community, we say charity begins from home. We're starting
with health institutions right close to us, that's Kolebu and Kanishi Polyclinic, just giving back to our community in support of our drive to impact our society. That's
Managing Director for Pumasido Ghana, Festus Tete, speaking there. Time now for Pension Tip on Manilab.
Welcome to Manilab. I am Esther Frimpuma Mafu, the Head of Finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we discussed signing up for a personal pension plan. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of the Domestic Debt Exchange Program, popularly known as DDEP, on our pension funds. Although pension funds were initially spared from the DDEP declared in 2022, a notable development unfolded on July 31, 2023. The Government of Ghana disclosed its invitation to pension funds with holdings in domestic notes and bonds, Esla PLC and Dachi PLC. The proposal involved exchanging roughly 31 billion Ghana cedis in principal amount of eligible bonds for a set of new bonds. Bonds that didn't participate in the DDEP might not experience active trading in the bonds market. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Esther Frimpuma Mafu is the Head of Finance at Enterprise Trustees Limited with today's edition of Pension Tip on Manilab, explaining to us why the pension industry had to partake in the Domestic Debt Exchange Program. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about Ecobank, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you, and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them, winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kujo Baka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Enjoy.